Now, once you got to get off the ear, you got to get the what? This, that kind of stringy stuff?
What you mean, of cone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get that that chuckle, first thing. And then you got that silk.
Yeah.
People call it, well, in French, they call that the beer.
Beer.
You get that. Now you got a little small broom.
Mouton.
Yeah. You clean it up. Oh, you get that off. You got to get that off. You don't get it off. You string it on. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a certain time that thing that when you get off there, you get hard.
Yeah. Did you raise that kind of vegetable that you might make a jack-o'-lantern out of at Halloween?
No. You're talking about the, what is it, something round?
Yeah, yellow, the orange kind
that's
of
big. Wait. I mean, that's a pumpkin.
Yeah.
We had a pumpkin and a kusho.
Okay. Now, what about that kind of yellow crookneck vegetable?
You mean it?
Yellow crookneck, you know.
Yeah, neck?
Yeah.
Well, that's a kusho, we call it.
A kusho is a what? That's a kind of a...
Well, that's a vegetable, but you eat that too. But that's the way they grow. They got some the color of a pumpkin, and some... It's another color, I don't forget. But anyhow, some of them get about that big, and then that neck crook like that.
Yeah.
When you cook that, you feel that neck doing crooked.
Uh-huh.
Now, a pumpkin is round. And got little ridges in there. Well, that's the thing you're talking about. Now, that boy used to take that rind, you know, and cut it open. They wouldn't slice it, just cut it open and clean the inside and cut that face in there and take a candle and put on a post that instead of them people fast that they go over around the river bank. Say, they got Jack Melanum. Nothing but a pumpkin rind.
Yeah.
You see, they cut that mouth, cut the little eye, and everything. That thing kind of looked bad.
Did you have a kind of another yellow vegetable crookneck? You know.
Right. They got two kinds.
Two kinds of what?
One the color of pumpkin, and one the other color, kind of grayish looking.
Yeah.
Not plum yellow. Got black streak in there. Oh, that's the good one.
You got squash?
Huh?
Squash.
Oh, yes, indeed, I made squash, my God. My sister, my daughter had a crop of squash in Hammond, and she told me that a storm come to them, and all the squash went in the river. I mean, you know they go on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and it makes them big things. That brought money, too, from squash, cucumber and all like that. Well, I work on the farm where they have, and things good, too. And she said, I forgot what storm, it's a September storm. I was down on the skillet, please, then. That went fast there and cleaned up that thing. That's funny. On the ground. I was sitting down looking at, you know, them treetops this way. Ain't never seen that debris. A corn tree don't cover my kitchen. Good thing I didn't see it because I'm scared of a wind, you know. And one thing was over. I got outside, I look at Debbie's tree on my kitchen. I said, well, you see,
the wind had
knocked that limb down back there and the thing fell on my kitchen.
Really?
Well, the kitchen was a long way from me. I had to go through two rooms to get to that kitchen. And that was the storm, I don't know. I was on the farm. I mean, that in 47, the farm there. That was something, I'm telling you.
Yeah. What about those things, Mr. Henry, that'll come up in a field after a rain? They look like little umbrellas. You see them, they come up in a field.
What is that, a vegetable?
Well,
they're a vegetable.
They come up in a damp place, you know. They might come up on a tree.
Yeah. They come up in the field.
Yeah. You got any bay chickens here?
You got what?
Bay chickens?
No.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm talking about, them things that'll come up in the field.
You mean mushroom?
Yeah.
White.
And the ones you can't eat are called what?
Well, I don't know. I never ate no kind. Because I was scared.